Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The High Conflict Couple by psychologist Alan E. Frizzetti is a practical relationship guide that adapts dialectical behavior therapy, or DBT, for couples who fight frequently and intensely. Rather than focusing first on communication tips or problem-solving scripts, the book argues that many couples get stuck because emotional arousal rises too fast, leading to defensiveness, blame, and escalation. In that state, even good relationship advice is hard to use. Frizzetti translates core DBT skill areas into a couple-friendly approach that emphasizes mindfulness, emotion regulation, distress tolerance, and interpersonal effectiveness. With special attention to acceptance and validation, the overall purpose is to help partners reduce destructive cycles, understand what triggers blow-ups, and build a steadier foundation for intimacy and cooperation. Written for both couples and clinicians, it is structured as a skills-focused manual that can be used on its own or alongside therapy, especially when reactivity and emotional intensity dominate the relationship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, emotion dysregulation as the engine of recurring conflict. A central idea in the book is that high-conflict relationships are often driven less by a lack of caring and more by emotion dysregulation. Partners may be sensitive to particular topics, interpret each other in threatening ways, and move rapidly from irritation to anger, panic, or shame. Once emotions surge, attention narrows, and the couple slips into familiar moves, such as attacking, withdrawing, counterattacking, or demanding immediate resolution. Frizzetti emphasizes that this level of arousal changes what people can do in the moment, making it difficult to listen, empathize, or negotiate. Because of that, the book prioritizes skills that lower vulnerability and reduce escalation before pushing for complex communication techniques. It also reframes common struggles by separating the person from the behavior you can care about your partner and still behave in ways that harm the relationship when you are flooded. This perspective can reduce moralizing and blame and replace it with a more workable question: what skills do we need so that intense feelings do not run the relationship? The result is a foundation where problem solving and closeness become possible rather than aspirational. Secondly, mindfulness and awareness of the conflict sequence. Frizzetti brings DBT-style mindfulness into couple life as a method for catching conflict early and creating choice. High-conflict couples often experience arguments as sudden and inevitable, but the book encourages partners to notice the first signals that a fight is building, such as physical tension, rapid interpretations, or the urge to prove a point. Increasing awareness helps couples pause long enough to decide whether to continue the interaction, shift tone, or take a break. The approach is not about suppressing feelings. It is about observing them and staying oriented to what matters in the relationship. The book also highlights the value of tracking patterns across time. Couples are guided to look at repeated sequences of trigger, interpretation, emotion, and behavior, rather than debating who is right in a specific moment. This kind of mindful attention supports accountability without harsh self-criticism. It also helps partners recognize how both people can contribute to escalation, even when one person started the argument. By practicing awareness skills consistently, couples can move from automatic reactions to deliberate responses, which is essential for rebuilding safety and reducing the frequency and intensity of blow-ups. Thirdly, distress tolerance and cooling down without disconnection. High-conflict couples commonly face a dilemma if they stay in the conversation while emotionally flooded. They say hurtful things, but if they step away, the other partner feels abandoned or dismissed. Frizzetti uses DBT-informed distress tolerance to address this bind by teaching couples how to ride out intense emotions without making the situation worse. The goal is to prevent damage during peaks of arousal and to return to the conversation when both partners can engage effectively. The book treats taking a break as a skill, not an avoidance tactic. Done well, it is planned, communicated, and time-limited with a clear intention to reconnect. Partners learn to identify when they are no longer capable of skillful conversation and to use specific strategies to settle their bodies and thoughts. This makes it more likely that the later discussion will be constructive rather than repetitive. Importantly, the focus is on staying connected even while pausing, so that one person does not chase and the other does not disappear. In this way, distress tolerance becomes a relationship protection strategy that reduces impulsive comments, threats, and ultimatums that can linger long after a fight ends. Fourthly, validation and acceptance as pathways to intimacy. A distinctive emphasis of the book is that validation is not a soft extra, but a core change mechanism for high-conflict couples. When partners feel dismissed, misunderstood, or mocked, emotional intensity rises and the relationship becomes a battleground for recognition. Frizzetti draws on DBT principles to show how validation reduces threat and helps partners feel seen, even when they disagree. The book encourages couples to separate validating from agreeing. you can acknowledge that an emotion makes sense given your partner's perspective without endorsing every conclusion or demand. This shifts conversations away from proving who is right and toward understanding what is happening for each person. Acceptance plays a similar role. Rather than insisting that feelings should not exist, partners learn to accept current emotional realities as the starting point for change. That stance can lower defensiveness and invite more honest disclosure. Over time, repeated experiences of being understood can rebuild trust and make difficult topics safer to discuss. The book also emphasizes genuine validation rather than scripted phrases, because high-conflict partners are often sensitive to insincerity. Used consistently, validation and acceptance support calmer communication, more affectionate interaction, and a stronger sense of being on the same team. Lastly, mapping destructive patterns and practicing new responses, Frizzetti helps couples identify the interaction patterns that keep them stuck, such as cycles where both partners engage aggressively, where both avoid issues until resentment builds, or where one pursues while the other distances. Naming the pattern reduces confusion and makes the problem observable rather than personal. The book also borrows a DBT style of analyzing how conflicts unfold by looking at links in the chain, what set the situation up, what triggered it, what thoughts and feelings appeared, and what actions followed. This approach turns a vague sense of being doomed to fight into specific points where a different choice could have been made. Just as importantly, the book emphasizes commitment and practice. High-conflict couples often intend to change but revert under stress because new behaviors are not yet automatic. Frizzetti frames improvement as skill acquisition that requires repetition, planning, and willingness to start again after setbacks. Couples are encouraged to rehearse alternative reactions and to treat lapses as data rather than proof of failure. By combining pattern recognition with deliberate practice, partners can replace reflexive blame and escalation with behaviors that support stability, repair, and cooperation over time. In conclusion, this book is best suited for couples who recognize a painful pattern of frequent arguments, rapid escalation, and lingering resentment, especially when they have already tried standard communication advice with limited success. It is also valuable for therapists and trainees who want a skills-oriented framework for working with intense reactivity in couple sessions. The practical benefit is a shift in focus from winning arguments to lowering emotional temperature and building conditions where constructive conversation can happen. Readers can gain concrete tools for noticing early warning signs, taking effective breaks, validating without surrendering their own perspective, and analyzing how fights unfold so they can intervene sooner next time. Intellectually, the book stands out by translating DBT principles into couple-friendly language while keeping the emphasis on real behavior change rather than abstract insight. Compared with many relationship books that start with problem-solving or communication scripts, Frizzetti prioritizes emotion regulation and distress tolerance as prerequisites. That positioning makes it especially relevant for partners who feel that love exists, but their reactions keep hijacking it. Used consistently, the approach supports calmer conflict, greater emotional safety, and more room for intimacy, appreciation, and collaboration in daily life. If you would like to support Alan E. Frizzetti, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.